8:36 on Connect FM. It's your morning connection for a Friday, and we've reached the time of this particular Friday morning when we present to you the Tri-County Insider News Week in Review. And news director Bronson Rasmussen has joined us for that very purpose. Hey there, Bronson.
Well, hello, Dan. It's always nice to be back here, especially on these Fridays.
We love Fridays, don't we?
I think so. At least it means the weekend's almost here.
Yeah.
And it's time for some R&R for some of us.
It is. It's always good. And it's also nice to look back on the past week. Yeah, last week we had kind of a bonus. We looked back over several weeks.
Exactly.
We're just going to confine it to 1 week this time around and take a look at what were the top local news stories over this past week. So get us started, Bronson.
Well, our top story over the past week came out last Friday, and it had to do with what day that was, Police Appreciation Day.
Yeah.
Us here at Priority Media, Sunny 106, Connect FM, and Tri-County TV, we took donuts and coffee in the morning to the police stations here in Dubois, as well as the state police. And then in the afternoon, we took some pizza from Buck's Pizza and as well as some drinks from Prontox over to them as well. And we had a little story in the morning there just about Police Appreciation Day and really what that means for the officers.
Yeah, it was what a great time every single year to be able to take a little time to acknowledge our appreciation. And of course, we appreciate those sponsors too that provided the food, the drinks, and just a great time. And even right before that, on Thursday last week, we had a very special edition of Contact with Pat Shea. He interviewed a couple of officers here in the Dubois City Police Force. So, yes, police appreciation, and we do appreciate all law enforcement here on Connect FM.
That we do.
What else do we have as a top story for the past week?
Well, the next one, another annual thing that happens with the Dubois Chamber of Commerce. They announced their winners for the 2025 Small Business of the Year and Community Cup Awards. Mm-hmm. So this year it was for Scotty's Donuts. They got Small Business of the Year. It was cited that this time because of all their donations for fundraisers, local organizations, and just for the community that they donated so many of those famous donuts. And then for the Community Cup Award, that was given to the Dubois Salvation Army. And they have been helping families across Dubois. And really, in more recent years, they've been partnering with local churches and organizations to also help out all these local families in need.
And those very special awards will be presented at the Business Bash, which is, 2 weeks away, I think?
On the 31st, so yeah. 2 weeks from tomorrow.
Right, and that'll be a big event, always a special event. And there'll be another special award given out that evening.
Every year, along with all those, there is a Distinguished Service Award, and that's given away by the Dubois Area JCs. Nobody knows who this is. I learned
the JCs do.
They do. I usually learn as they say it. So we'll figure that out in about 2 weeks.
That'll be a report, our first probably Tri-County Insider News report of February. We'll have that information. So be listening for that. Okay, let's get the third top story of local news over the past week.
Yeah, the next one for our local news, it kind of drops off from those two, but we have with the Dubois City and the budget again. If you remember right, we've been talking about this for the ever since fall, really, as they got to their budget of an increase to everyone in the area to around 13.75 mils. Well, last week, the new council decided to reopen that budget and see what their options were. And after talking for quite a long time about it, they ultimately decided this week to settle around that 13 mil area. They were able to cut off around $500,000 from the budget in this recent cut.
Yeah, and so the next step, of course, will be for public review of that, being able to take a look at that proposed budget, and then we'll see if it officially goes into place during the one of the February meetings, right?
Okay. I think the second meeting in February, which is, I can't remember right now.
It's okay.
Let me pull up this calendar so that way I can. The 18th, they'll be able to vote on that.
Okay, and it'll be the very, very first budget for the new city of Dubois, and we'll see how that goes. All right, Bronson, let's move along, and we're going to find out now the stories that our listeners interacted with the most, whether that be through social media or by going to our website and connecting with those stories. So what do we have as the most interacted with stories of the week?
Well, we have another one that's an update to a series of stories that we've done. We talked about it last week. We'll talk about it this week as well. And it's with the Clearfield Regional Police Department.
Yes.
There have been budget concerns on Clearfield's side, and we've reported before that they really wanted to end that partnership for the regional police force and separate it back into the separate municipalities. Mm-hmm. Well, the latest that comes with that, since they do not have enough really to fund the department as a whole right now, it has gone from 21 full-time officers down to 17, with those four becoming part-time police officers. Of course, the department does say that they will try their best and ensure everyone that public safety is still a top priority. And this is just the latest in some changes that are possible to come.
Yeah, interesting situation there. Of course, they don't have a consolidated community, but they have been operating with a consolidated police force for just a couple of years, that being the borough of Clearfield plus Lawrence Township. Mm-hmm. And we'll see how that progresses in the days ahead. Any other stories that caught people's attention and that they chimed in about?
Yes, we have a missing person from New Bethlehem. He went missing around, I believe it was December 6th. He was reported missing on December 11th. This man, 40-year-old Brandon Franklin, he was found dead on Friday morning, last Friday. He was found dead in New Bethlehem at the cemetery off of Lafayette Street. Mm-hmm. So police are still investigating that, but that's all we've heard at this point.
Yeah, unfortunate end to that story. And do we have another one before we get to Bronson's choice this week?
Sure. We have a Penfield man. He's facing several drug charges after allegedly delivering over 100 grams of methamphetamine between 2023 and 24. Now, according to police, between October 19th of 2023 and January 11th of 2024, 65-year-old Dan Preble, he allegedly delivered these drugs to Houston Township on three different occasions. And now, just recently, he has been charged with felony manufacture, delivery, or possession with the intent to manufacture or deliver charges.
All right, Bronson. Well, as we wrap up Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review, it's always interesting to get inside your head and find out which story from the past week stood out to you the most. And we never know what we're going to get with this one. What do we have for this week?
Well, this one, if you don't have any plans for this weekend, you could always head out to Treasure Lake. They have their Winterfest that returns this weekend. Everything does kick off tonight with movie night and community game night at the Lakeview Lodge. But the fun really comes tomorrow, especially if you want to take the polar plunge. I don't think I will, but a lot of people tend to show up for that part of it.
Boy, they scheduled it just right this year.
Oh, quite a cold now.
It's going to be quite a cold morning for the polar plunge. Oh, boy.
After that, there will be the cardboard sled derby, and then there will be the annual chili soup and chowder cook-off. And then everything sort of comes to a stop there and rolls into Sunday, where there will be sledding at Sledding Hill from 1:30 to 3:30.
Yeah, I love it. That's a great choice. Nice, bright spot in the middle of winter in Treasure Lake, the Winterfest. So.
Well, especially if you like that polar plunge. And I don't know if that's my cup of tea, though.
It'd be a cup of very cold tea, wouldn't
exactly.
it?
Exactly.
All right. Bronson, thank you so much. That is Tri-County Insider News, the Week in Review. We'll see you next week.
Sounds like a plan.